Hello, everybody. Continue our thoughts from the Rambam. That he felt that the acid test of a truly good doctor was not the ability to cure a sick person, but to prevent the illness from occurring in the first place. So the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pure of cure, which really perfectly expressed the Rambam's approach. It's told that when he was a physician of the ruler of Egypt, the caliph questioned him about his skill, saying he had neither taken sick nor been cured by the Rambam during his tenure. So Rambam hadn't been tested. Rambam replied, "In truth, the great physician leader is the Holy One, as it says, I am Hashem, your healer. And this great and faithful physician was able to promise his people, because he is their physician, he will protect them from the illness that are put on Egypt." And the Rambam concluded, "We learn consequently that a physician's ability to prevent illness is greater proof of a skill than his ability to cure a person." Move on to the next subsection, Hilchos Deos, Halacha and Medicine. In the Rambam's Hilchos Deos, he lists and explains Jewish laws relating to traits of personal behavior, but it's also a treatise on preventive medicine, as we mentioned before. And he states his conviction that diseases generally do not appear suddenly out of the blue, but really a product of continuous and predictable deterioration of the body caused by improper maintenance and long neglect. Again, this idea that we can control to a certain degree what happens to our body. And then the Rambam takes it further and says you have to be proactive in order to prevent a lot of these things happening. To quote the Rambam, having a healthy and fit body is of the ways of Hashem, for it is impossible to understand or have any knowledge of the Creator when he is sick. Therefore, one is obligated to refrain from things that impair the body, to adapt those elements which strengthen it. And he got that diagnosis, so to say, vigorous exercise preserves the body, while inactivity and lack of exercise weaken the body. Again, the Rambam is now just not saying we have to be proactive, but that's really, the physical health and fitness is really a religious duty in order to serve our Creator properly. And going forward, that having defined health as a mitzvah, this is the Rambam, he lists guidelines for proper vengeance, preventive medical care among them. He says you have to have a good hygiene, a good diet, plenty of exercise. And these guidelines suggest that the Rambam also had keen insight into his patient's mental and physiological states. Rambam advocates fresh air and clean water. He urges not to put off going to the bathroom, waiting after eating before going to sleep, rising early, eating and drinking only when hungry or thirsty, avoiding certain foods. And I'll just list a few more things before we finish. In Perkei Rambam lists elements that strengthen the body and are to be pursued, and those which weaken it and are to be avoided. The ones that strengthen and are strengthening and invigorating elements are moderate wine consumption, eating food in moderation, physical exercise, anything that improves the heart or the arteries, excitement, cooking of the humors, that is digestion, and things that damage it we should be avoiding are unnecessary fasting, insomnia, excessive anxiety, excessive bloodletting, severe pain anywhere in the body but especially in the abdomen, and excessively bad constitution of any type composed of humors of the body but especially of the limbs. And we will end there. Have a great day.